Today's share is sponsored by Anonymous in honor of all the Misaimi Seder Moed of Daf Yomi. The donor wishes everybody Hatzlocha, beginning Seder Noshim. Today's Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa Shir podcast begins in Perek Aleph, middle of Dinei Bishul, Se'if Ches, on page Dalid in the new print. So we begin. Dover lacham avushal kol tzarchei v'hud tzainin legamri. A liquid item that was fully cooked and has now cooled off totally. Afil chozar v'hucham k'tzas b'shabbos b'oven amutter. Even if somehow on Shabbos it got a little bit warmer in a permissible fashion, shayich b'isser bishul, it could still be an isser prohibition of cooking. If you go take this cooled off liquid and you put it in a klirishin, even if this liquid is no longer, this klirishin, sorry, is no longer on the fire. So too, if you pour from a klirishin onto this liquid, even if it's not on the fire, it's also an isser of bishul. But if you put a liquid like this that was previously fully cooked and cooled off in a klisheni, or to pour from a klisheni onto it, does not have the prohibition of bishul. If test, yesh eifoy lahavdil ben davar lach rusuach ledavar lach hareseach. So there's a differentiation between a liquid that was heated up and a liquid that is currently hot. Shekein davar lach shehu rasuach v'nitzdanin legamri, a liquid that was fully heated but then cooled off, shayich by iser bishul b'klirishin, can have the iser of bishul in a klirishin. V'ilu davar lach reseach, but a liquid that is hot, a davar lach rasuach, or a liquid that was heated but shuloi nitzdanin legamri b'shuloi, but is not totally cooled off, ein boy mishum iser bishul gam b'klirishin. Such a liquid can be put in, there's no iser bishul for such a thing in a klirishin, im einenu oimid al gabi ha'esh, if it's not on the fire. Because we know, because of mechzikim v'ashul, we never allow you to pour something in a pot that's directly on a fire. But once the pot is off the fire, since this heated liquid has not cooled off and is still warm, that may be poured into a klirishoin that is not on the fire. See if yud on the top of page hey. Davar yavesh hamavushal kol tzarchei, a dry item that is fully cooked. Vafilu hu tzeinin legamri, even if it totally cooled off, ein by oid mishum iser bishul. The Issa Deraisa of Bishul can never apply to it because Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. For Afal Pikein, Ein Lahanichoi Al Gabi Ha'esh, Va'afilu Shehi Mechusa. But you still can never put it directly on a fire or in a pot that's on the fire, even if it's covered. Or Lasita Bekliya Eimid Al Gabi Ha'esh, Afilu Kishu Adayan Cham, even if this Davar Yavesh is still warm and it's fully cooked, you can never put it back on the fire. Now, the Sfaradim are makel with this, if something is totally dry. But Ashkenazim, we paskin that one may not ever put anything back on a fire on Shabbos. Davar yavesh shehu afui oitzali, but a dried item that was baked or fried or roasted, we'll say, yesh bei mishum iser bishul, because then you don't have the shayla of bishul achar bishul, and in such a case, you will still have a iser deraisa could apply of bishul. We'll see more about it in seif samach ches. Now we're going to talk more about kli rishon ois yud beis in the middle of page hay. Also litain kol davar bekli ha'emid al gabi esh. It is prohibited to put anything into a kli rishon that is still on the fire. Afilu hima esh mechusa b'michse kol shehu, even if the fire is covered, whether we're talking about a liquid item or a dry item, whether it was previously cooked, whether it was not previously cooked, whether the item is cold, whether the item is hot, even if your intent is not to cook the item, all you want to do is in your mind, you're going to put it on for a few minutes just to remove the chill from it, to defrost it. And your plan is to remove it from the fire before it will get heated up. So your intention is, you take this frozen item out of the freezer, you want it to defrost quicker. See, I'm not going to leave it there to get yatzel as well. Put it in this kliyushin that's on the fire. Just a few minutes to defrost it. That is awesome. He says, therefore, one has to be careful not to put into a pot that's on the fire, like melach, not salt, for like tavon kosher, or even any type of spice. And so too, let's say you have a tea kettle, you have a kettle sitting on the fire, you have a pot with water sitting in the fire. You have to be careful you cannot put something into that water to heat it up. So you have a pot sitting on the fire of water. You want to take, a challah roll out of the freezer, or something like that, wrap it in aluminum foil or something, that water shouldn't get through it or something. And you just want to warm it up. That is usher to do. One may not do that on Shabbos. That is prohibited. V'hu adin, he says, so too, kasher, v'asher l'kedera ha-musakenes al gabe dud mayim asher tachtiso b'shameshes kimechas l'dud ha-mayim ein litin ba b'kedera zu b'shabbos kol dover afilu kishu kfar mevushal. He says, if you have some type of pot that serves as the cover, right now we're not talking about when you have a pot on top of a pot, but when you have a fashion where you could stick it in, you can't do that on Shabbos, even if something that's fully cooked. We're going to see later, which means that as far as taking a pot off the fire, like people want to do, hold on to it and put it back on the fire, that's not what we're talking about now. We're not talking about a kliyushin that was removed that you want to put back on. We will see later and see from your test through Chav Ches those halachas of removing a pot from the fire and putting it back on. So if you'd gimel, towards the bottom of page hey, me'idach gisa, mutar laniach samuch eish, you are allowed to put something next to a fire, not on the fire. Or you'll gabi mechasa shel kedera, or on top of a pot cover. Afilu kishizu a medes gabi eish, even while it's on the fire. Ma'achel kar, a cold item. Bein im hulach a yavish, whether it's a liquid item or a dried item. Afilu enim avushel kar tzoche, even if it's not fully cooked. Kedei lahafik tzinose e kedei lahafshira, just enough to remove its chill, or to defrost it, but tonight, as long as it can never reach Yad Seledisbay where it is. So, Kedera Gabi Kedera, right? The pot, you have a pot on the fire and the cover comes up and you want to put something on top of it, or you can put something on the blech away from the flame, as long as it's in a place where it cannot reach Yad Seledisbay, then even if it's not fully cooked, you could put it there. It has to be, though, you have to remember, it cannot reach Yad Seledisbay in that spot. Not that you're not leaving it to reach Yad Seledisbay. The point is that it has to be in an oifen where it cannot reach Yad Seledisbay. So that even if you were to forget about it, someone would call you away for something, that in that area, it will never reach Yad Seledisbay. I see Dalet on the bottom of page 8. Dovrlach she'enim mevushal kol tzarcha. A liquid item that wasn't fully cooked. I feel hu mevushal kol tzarcha, even it's standing legam bishulei. Or it was fully previously cooked, but it cooled off. V'chein davi yaveish, so to a dry item, she'enim avushal kar tzachet, that was not fully cooked. Aser litein oisai v'kli rishon, you're not allowed to put such a thing in a kli rishon, gam kizeh she'enim eim l'gabeish, even after the kli rishon is removed from the fire, right? So this davi liquid item, which is not fully cooked, Now you want to, or Davi Yavesh, that wasn't fully cooked, you cannot put into a klibishin, even if the klibishin is out on the fire, because we say it's going to continue its cooking process. Right, because there is bishul in the klibishin, even that's not a made agabe esh, it's no longer on the fire. V'chein aser lahanichoy samach la'esh. So too, you're not allowed to put it next to the fire. Oyal gabe mechasa shal kederu shal gabe esh, on top of a kederu al gabe kederu. V'mokem shiyucha l'schamim, if it could get hot enough there, we will reach Yatz Lezbei, because then you're going to finish the Bishul. We're talking about something that wasn't as Bashal Agamri. This is also, even if your intent is not, is only to remove the chill, or to defrost it, so if your plan was to remove it, right, you're in plan of leaving it there, but lemaisa it wasn't fully cooked beforehand. If that area can reach out, so let this boy, you cannot put it there. One more will do. If tezvav, in the middle of page vav, davar lach shu mevushal kol tzarchei. Let's say you have a liquid item that's fully cooked, but v'loin etzdanein legamri mibushulai, it did not cool off fully from when you cooked it. Then it's still warm from when you heated up the liquid. Then then it's permitted to put it near the fire in a place where it can get heated up. Not on the fire itself, but next to the fire, even though that area will reach Yatz Ledesbay. You could put on the cover of a pot. Even while that pot's on the fire, what we call Kedera Lagabe Kedera. Or on like some type of metal that's covering the fire as like a blech. But as long as it's not, you know, mamish by the flame. Such a liquid that it's fully cooked and still hot from when it's fully cooked. So, right? Such a thing you could put even in a klirishin that's not on the fire. Gam dava yavish hamavushal kol tzarchei. He says, so to a dried item that's fully cooked. Vafilu tzein legamni, even if it's now cold. Mutter lohanichai samach la'esh, you're allowed to put it next to a fire. Vafilu b'mokim shiyucha l'eschamim kadesh et hayat sledzbay, even if it's in an area where parts of it will reach yat sledzbay. Why? Because it was previously fully cooked. Before we were talking about when we said you can't, but it wasn't fully cooked. So to mutter lachnisei l'toich klirishen she'enu eim l'gabe esh. So to a fully cooked item, you're allowed to put into a klirishen that's not on the fire. Gabim yischamim sham kadesh ayat sehei sledzboi, even though it could reach yat sledzboi. Avil ein l'anicha b'yosei yavish samach l'esh mokim shat sledzboi. Al gab mechash al gabi kaderish al esh. In omnam kayim chshashu yitzl sham. However, he says you have to be careful. If you take an item, and you're putting it in an area where it can reach Yatz Ledesbay, Kedera Gabi Kedera, or something like that, and it's a dry item, but doing so will be roast the item. It won't cook it further, it's no longer in water, right? But it has the ability to do tzli, to roast it. Then you're going to run into a problem, because there is tzli achabishal, he's saying, and therefore one has to be careful that it's not going to become nitzla. If it could begin to be roasted, then you will have a problem. We'll stop over here. Today's share was sponsored by Anonymous in honor of all those who are being Messiah now with Dav Yomi, Seder Moed, Mazel Tov to them. To sponsor future Shiurim and podcasts, please go to RabbiFishman.com and click on the sponsor button or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com.